This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine rejected a Russian ultimatum to surrender the besieged city of Mariupol Monday as Russian forces carried out more shelling in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russian state news agency RIA said Russia's defense ministry gave Ukraine's military a pre-dawn deadline Monday to surrender. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Arina Verichuk rejected the Russian demand and said Russia should unconditionally open humanitarian corridors to allow citizens to leave Mariupol. Verichuk told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda there can be no talk of surrender or laying down arms. Shelling overnight, meanwhile, hit a shopping center in Kyiv, killing at least 8 people, while Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced a new curfew until Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Britain is accusing the Russian state of being behind a hoax, behind hoax call to two government ministers by an imposter posing as the Prime Minister of Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says the hoaxer was able to speak to him on a video call last Thursday, and Home Secretary Priti Patel said she'd received a similar call, whereas Culture Secretary Nadeem Dorries said an unsuccessful attempt was made to speak to her. Wallace says he became suspicious and hung up after the caller posed several misleading questions. Wallace blames Russian disinformation, distortion and dirty tricks for the hoax. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman Max Blaine says the Russian state was responsible for the calls made to government ministers last week. Charles Diledesma, London.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has wreaked devastation and destruction, exacting a heavy toll on civilians. The UN says more than 3.8 million people have now fled Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United States Monday announced a formal determination that the military of Myanmar has committed genocide and crimes against humanity in its campaigns against the Rohingya minority. Details now from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
Speaking at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Secretary of State Antony Blinken quoted accounts of the Rohingya victims as examples of the widespread and systematic evidence that Myanmar's military intended to destroy the mainly Muslim minority.
The day will come when those responsible for these appalling acts will have to answer for them.
Blinken warned, as long as the military junta remains in power, no one in the country, also known as Burma, will be safe. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Blinken said Monday this is only the seventh time the U.S. has concluded that genocide has been committed. It's unclear what impact the designation will have in terms of policy towards Myanmar. Freed British charity worker Nazanin Zaghari-Radcliffe said Monday it should not have taken 6 years to bring her home, as she spoke for the first time since her release from an Iranian prison last week. Zaghari-Radcliffe and Anusha Ashouri were released last Wednesday amid efforts by Britain, the U.S., and other countries to secure the freedom of dozens of people with dual citizenship with Iran, which doesn't recognize the right to hold citizenship in another country. Family members and human rights activists accuse Iran of arresting the dual nationals on trumped-up charges to squeeze concessions out of Western nations. Speaking at a London news conference, Zaghari-Radcliffe said memories of her daughter, who appeared with her Monday, helped sustain her through her captivity. She said while she was grateful to be free, she feels her journey will not be complete until fellow hostage Murad Tabaz and other similar prisoners are also released. Tabaz was left out of the deal that brought the other two prisoners home. Diplomatic officials say his case is complicated by the fact that, along with Iranian citizenship, he holds both British and U.S. citizenship as well. The U.S. Treasury Department Monday announced it has imposed sanctions on Sudan's Central Reserve Police for grave human rights violations towards peaceful protesters who've been publicly demonstrating against the military coup in the country. In a statement, the Treasury's office says the Central Reserve Police have used excessive force towards peaceful demonstrators in Khartoum. The statement cited the group firing live ammunition on civilians in January, where one protester was killed. The new sanctions would freeze any U.S. assets of the Central Reserve Police and prohibit U.S. citizens from dealing with them. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine has rejected a Russian ultimatum to surrender the besieged city of Mariupol on Monday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.